On behalf of the Council of Senior Citizens Organizations of British Columbia, the largest seniors organization with over 60 member affiliates and 55,000 affiliated members, I'd like to welcome you to which we hope will be one of a series of meetings where we will be discussing public policy. The sort of prevalent thinking in the past has been that when people retire at the age of 65, they opt out from public policy because they feel that the battles they fought were really fought up to the age of 65, and then governments would leave them alone. Because public policy has been in the past that it, towards seniors, it was either benevolent or at least neutral. But what we have seen, at least in the last 2 years and previously by the Mulroney government, was an attempt to disturb the tranquility of seniors who fought all their lives to prepare themselves for retirement, to prepare their finances so they can retire with a great amount of security and peace of mind. Without being disturbed, seniors again have to go and sort of man the barricades in many ways and engage in public policy discussions to make sure that the gains they made during their lifetime are protected in retirement. And there's really no greater program of interest to seniors today, and the press today pointed out again as the question of Medicare. And so therefore, the Council of Senior Citizens Organization wants to start that debate. To start that debate, I would like now to call on our president, Rudy Lawrence, who is a very gentle soul, to introduce our guest speaker.